When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.
Welcome to The Gift of Respect with Mike Domish. Each week, join us and our special guests for discussing respect of all aspects of life. Be inspired as you hear powerful lessons being shared from incredible individuals. You can learn more about Mike Domish and his mission to change lives by visiting giftofrespect.com. Now for your host, Mike Domish.
Welcome to 2014. We are so excited to have you join us literally the second day of the year, which makes it such an exciting moment as everybody's planning out the next 12 months and what they're going to do with that, how they're going to transform themselves and their lives to make a greater impact in this world. And for that reason, I'm especially excited for the guest we have today. So first, I'm going to give you a little information on our guest, then I'm going to introduce you to her so you can learn all about her, and that is Joyce. And when it comes to Joyce, I want you to know as much as possible about her. So we're going to start with giving you a little background here, and that's whether it's conflict in the workplace, lifting the spirits of your team, or helping to increase productivity in your organization, Joyce Weiss is the expert. Through engaging keynotes and workshops, Joyce's fully customized and interactive programs effectively benefit the bottom line of taking care of people first. With the model, you get what you tolerate, Joyce is a conflict resolution consultant showing teams how to synergize their power and bring productivity to new levels with powerful conflict negotiation skills. She helps clients understand how communicating with impact can positively affect every aspect of their business and life, providing lasting, meaningful results. To support her programs, Joyce also provides coaching, strategies, and website resources to keep the momentum going. As an author, speaker, and trainer, Joyce has used her extensive professional experience serving hundreds of companies and associations such as Ford Motor Company, U.S. Army Reserves, BAE Systems, and Blue Cross Blue Shield, providing them with bold solutions. Joyce has a master's degree in guidance and counseling from Oakland University, sits on the board of directors for the School of Education and Human Services in Rochester, Michigan, and maintains her certification as a best practices company. Joyce is a certified speaking professional, a designation held by less than 200 women worldwide. And that designation is given out by the National Speakers Association. And you have to meet tough, strict criteria to meet that. I'm grateful to be one of the few people in our field that also has that designation. So I know how difficult it was for her to obtain that, and what an honor it is to have that. Thank you, Joyce, for joining us today.
Oh, you've got to be kidding. Thank you, Mike. I look forward to this.
Well, excellent, Joyce. I'm going to jump right into a couple of the parts of the introduction, because I know some of our listeners out there might have heard one sentence in the introduction and went, whoa, can you explain that? So a couple things. One, the introduction obviously referred to companies and organizations, but that can mean an educational institution. That can mean a community, a crisis center, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Matter of fact, the last 2 years, Mike, universities and community colleges have contacted me, and I've been delighted to speak with students and student leaders on dealing with conflict. So, yes, it's corporations and the universities and colleges are new to me the last couple of years, loving every moment of it.
Excellent. And there was one sentence in the introduction there that I read that could have almost triggered some people listening to have a reaction. So I want to address that one right away. So we're going to dive right into the meat of it here. And that is, with the motto, you get what you tolerate. That for many listening will say, well, hold on, are you blaming the victim or the survivor that they're getting what they tolerate because instead of the person doing the wrong to them? So I know that's a there we go. The computer tech glitch there for a moment, so it cut out for about a second.
Okay.
But I'm gonna dive right into the meat and potatoes there, because I know that's gonna, if we don't, it's going to create a wall for people listening. So I'm going to let you address that, Joyce.
Absolutely. And when I say you get what you tolerate, no way do I mean that people get what they deserve. Absolutely not. It's the total opposite. When I speak to my groups and I say to them, if you tolerate bullies to take over your life, then you do get what you tolerate by getting the lack of respect that so many people, and I don't care how old your listeners are, it's the whole gambit, whether it's students or whether it's, you know, college professors, we all need to take charge of the people around us. That's what I mean. You get what you tolerate, you allow bullies, you allow negative people to take over, then you need to figure out how can you step back and take control. So does that make it clear?
It does make it clear. So I'm going to keep here because I know for some people they're going to want to ask these questions, which is the word the phrase what you tolerate. Now on an organizational level, people will say, "Hey, Mike, that makes sense because that's the leaders not stepping in and doing something to back their people, and therefore the organization is tolerating this and the organization is getting this."
Okay.
On an individual level. That puts a blame, a shame, or a guilt on the person who's tolerating the violence in their life. Because you're getting this because you tolerate it versus you're getting this because somebody's doing something awful to you. So what would be your response to that concern?
It's a huge concern, and no way is this about guilt. This is about taking a hard look at your life. And if you are tolerating some kind of abuse, whether it's mental or physical, it's still, and I would be arguing with people, and I do many times on this, it's tough. But we have to take, a tough, hard look at what we are tolerating and that we just cannot take it anymore. Not as a guilt thing. This is not me saying to someone, you tolerated it, you deserve it. No way. You tolerate it for you to see that there are choices that you can make. You know, whether it's going to one of the crisis centers that, you know, people may be listening right now, or talking to your teacher, or some kind of support group, you don't have to take it. No way is this about guilt or feeling like a victim.
So what are steps that you would recommend somebody take that has recognized it? Because obviously for somebody to be able to take action, they have to even recognize what they're in is wrong. It's unhealthy. It's dangerous. It's disrespectful. They deserve better. Once somebody does recognize that, what are steps you recommend for addressing that conflict in their life?
Well, the first thing that I do when I talk to people, and especially people who've never dealt with conflict in a productive way because they didn't, we don't learn these skills in school, Mike. We don't learn how to stand up for ourselves. We don't learn how to stop bullies or mistreatment from other people. So what I do is sometimes as simple as say, if you had a magic wand and you were able to shake it and make that conflict or that abusive person disappear, how would your life be? And that sometimes is the first time that the person will even smile during the conversation, or I can actually see them breathe and say, "Oh my God, I have control over the situation. This person wouldn't be in my life anymore." So first, we have to. I'm being very serious. This is a very serious statement. We have to give people hope that they can change and they don't have to take it anymore. And that is the first step is first recognizing that there is something going on that, maybe I don't have to take it. And second, to give that hope that, hey, I don't have to take it, so what can I do about it?
And so I want everybody listening to be able to join us also. So I'm going to give our call-out number today, which is our toll-free number is 855-345-3797. It's always the number, not just today. But once again, that toll-free number to call in and talk with Joyce is 855-345-3797. If you're on blogtalkradio.com live right now, you can join the chat box and ask questions, and we'll be happy to answer those. But we'd love to have you call us in at 855-345-3797. So, Joyce, and I'm not trying to beat up on it here, but I know our listeners will react to the "you don't have to tolerate it." What about "you don't have to live with it" or "you deserve better"? Would those words be easier for somebody to be able to, because it sounds, when they hear the tolerated, when they hear the tolerated, it sounds like they're making a choice to be, to have this done to them.
No, it's not a choice. It's sometimes just not knowing. It's not knowing what's going on. I mean, this is what is, like I said before, it's the first step. It's so maybe, you know, how you just said it, you have a choice and you don't have to live with this anymore. Maybe if those words make more sense for your listeners, absolutely. And we can remove the word tolerate in this particular instance. Don't forget, many times I deal with corporate America negativity bullies. You're bringing up a whole different hot button here. And tolerate, maybe it doesn't fit with the listeners that, you know, are on your show right now.
No, and I agree. I think that is a helpful distinction there that you just made of being able to switch to different language, because we don't ever want to give that impression. I know you don't either from our talk prior, so that's why I just want to be clear for anybody listening. So excellent. So the first step was the hope. What would your life be like, right? It's creating a vision and a purpose sort of what my healthy life would look like, correct?
Exactly.
So they've got the vision in front of themselves now of what the healthy life would look like. What do they do next?
Next, it would be to formulate some kind of a conversation to have with someone, whether it's the person in their life that's creating a lot of stress for them. So I always use this example when I say you can have a tough conversation. Let's make it safe. And by beginning to make it safe, what you do is you start off with an "I don't want to" and "I do want to." For example, if I was having a conversation with someone in my life that was making life miserable for me, I would start the conversation and I'd be very calm. And this is, and you and I, I'm sure, going to get into this. It's not what we say many times, it's how we say it. I would take a deep breath. I would look at the person in a calm way and say, "I don't want to cause you stress. I do want to have a fair conversation with you." All you're doing now is just setting the tone to make it safe, that it's not going to be yelling. It's just going to be that your whole show is about respect, respecting myself by having this conversation and respecting that the situation has to change. So does that make sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely. So for the person out there who goes, "Man, if I start my conversation with, 'Hey, I don't want this to cause you stress,' is that sort of like the parent who says, 'Hey, we need to talk'? Does that automatically make the person go, 'Well, why are you even starting with 'I don't want to cause you stress'? Clearly you're about to cause me stress." You know, do people have that? Is that a reaction that might occur?
If that's all you do, then absolutely. If you only start with the "I don't want to" statement, and then that is somehow somebody may react. But once you say "I do want," that's where you get the control, and that's where you, without saying it, that's where you're setting a boundary. "I do want to have a fair conversation with you. I do want to talk about boundaries," whatever the situation is. And that's
excellent.
When the person, no guarantee that person, you know, especially if they're very violent, they're not going to listen to this. This is for your listeners who are, you know, that maybe this is the first step for them after they feel hope that they can, you know, get out of a situation, not necessarily with the violent one, but with still one that has had an impact on them in a negative way.
That's a great clarification, because what you're stating there is if somebody's in, if you in any way feel this conversation could be put you in danger or could be threatening for you, then this is not a conversation. We don't want you to engage in anything that we think could put you in harm's way.
Oh, absolutely not. You do not have a conversation with this person. This is where you find all the support and I'm sure all the resources that you have, you know, available on your website, and you get out of there. Absolutely. But this is if you are dealing with someone who's just, you've allowed them, and I'm going to say that again, you've allowed them because you didn't know necessarily to mistreat you, and they're not, you know, a violent person. You've just allowed them to do this, whether it's a bully or, like I said, a negative person, a real strong person in your life. And that's when you start off this conversation by just setting boundaries, and it works. At least that's the beginning of the conversation.
So I'm gonna step back. Can you give us a precise example? Let's say it's a workplace situation for those mm-hmm. people listening right now. And by the way, if anybody wants to call in, once again, the number is 855-345-3797. That's 855-345-3797. That's toll-free. Feel free to call in and ask Joyce questions. And so let's, if you give us a precise example of, let's say, a workplace situation that mm-hmm. somebody could be having this conversation with someone.
I mean, let's take something as simple as, actually not so simple, but a real downer on your team. Because that happens all the time when, I'm sure with your workshops also, there's always that, you know, Debbie Downer or Don Downer. And let's say I'm not a leader and I'm getting sick and tired of this. I like my job, but that person just is bringing me and the team down. I would start it out with saying, I don't want to create any, you know, stress. I'm going to say it again. I don't want to, create stress between us. I do want to talk about the negativity that's going on. And then I would go to the next step, which is the I am when, because, for example, I am frustrated when I get to work and hear all the negativity because it's bringing the morale down. And that is, these two sets of strategies work very well together. The I don't want to, I do want to, just create some kind of more of a safe environment that you're setting the boundaries of where the conversation's going to go. And then the I am when because, you're just stating how you feel. That's all it is.
And so then what happens next?
Then, hopefully, if you did it in a way where the person doesn't get defensive, you now have a dialogue. And you have to make sure that you don't use the word you. You have to make sure that if the person gets defensive, that you did something in a way that needs to be changed the next time you use this strategy. So let's say I'm talking to this person who is always negative, and I see they're folding their arms or rolling their eyes. I would go right into it and say, I just want to make sure I'm not creating any tension between us. I do want to, you know, explain what's going on here at the workplace and how things have to change. And then depends on what the other person says. I would just repeat it in a real calm way. The same type of situation, you know, that I'm frustrated when I get to work because I love working here and all the negativity is bringing us down. You notice, Mike, I never said you're negative, you're bringing everything down. I'm talking about my frustration level at work.
Certainly. And that's a good example because that helps people understand. These are more, we're talking more personality differences and potentially, which really helps clarify for those listening. What's best case scenario? What's worst case scenario?
The best case scenario is you've got a great dialogue on the person because many times negative people, I know some of your listeners may be rolling their eyes right now when I say this, but many times negative people don't even know that they are having that kind of impact because sometimes people just haven't told them this. They haven't had the guts to tell them or whatever the situation is. So I've seen and I've had many of my clients tell me that these conversations work. I've been doing this for 30-plus years. In the case where the person who is starting the conversation does it in a very calm way, not, you know, letting the other person get defensive. And then the dialogue starts, and then the other person says, wow, I didn't even know I did that. Thanks for bringing that, you know, to my attention, or, you know, some other reaction. And then you have something to work with.
That's best case scenario. Excellent. So you're already jumping there. So let's go ahead and say what would be worst case scenario.
Well, you're always looking at the best and worst, right? And because I always awfulize. My family goes nuts with me, but it works for me. Whenever I have to have a tough conversation, Mike, whether it's with a colleague, whether it's with a client, because many times my clients are the leaders, and I have to have tough conversations with them to let them know either about their leadership, you know, styles or some of the negativity that's going on, sometimes their reaction isn't very positive. So I've dealt with this many times, you know, in my own professional and personal life. So the worst-case scenario is someone's going to get defensive, and then they start yelling. And this is where the third strategy that I want to share with you and your listeners is something called the gap, that just because someone reacts negatively or in a defensive way does not mean that you need to act negative or defensive. The stimulus is what happens. The person's yelling at you because you just told them they were negative. The response is what you say to this person. I mean, this is basic. But what people don't know many times is there's a gap. And this is where they can take a moment, breathe, and figure out, how do I want to react? Now, in a perfect world, we'll never get defensive. But guess what? We do sometimes. And we forget all these skills, or sometimes the person pushes our button. But you could still stop yourself and say, you know what, Mike, I was caught off guard with this statement. I want to start all over. I'm not here to cause stress between us. I just want to make the environment better. That gap gives you control. Here we go with that word again. And it gives you the control, and you could really respect yourself because you won't, many times, you won't become defensive or hostile and mirror the person who you're speaking with.
And when you say control, you're referring to having equal control. You're not trying to control the other person either, just like you don't want them controlling you, correct?
This show is about respect, so absolutely. I'm not talking about having anyone control anyone. I'm talking about being fair. I'm talking about, and this is the piece that so many, that I do what I can to get through. It's about you getting respect, the respect you deserve, but it's mostly you getting the respect for yourself. And we all feel great when we stand up to whatever tough conversation or situation. So this is not anyone controlling you or you controlling anyone else. Absolutely not.
Excellent. And, yeah, because a lot of people do react that way. They say, well, here's how you take control over them. Well, that's equally unhealthy. You don't want anybody controlling anybody in any situation. You want anybody to have an equal voice in relationships of any kind, whether it be personal, professional. What are resources that are out there to help people?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, all you have to do is Google anything on assertiveness. If they go to my website, there's all kinds of free resources that I have, whether it's my blog, and I talk about conflict in the workplace, but they're always dealing with conflict with relationships. That's what it comes down to. So if people go to joyceweiss.com, and go to blog, almost every single blog post is about something to do with conflict, because that's what I'm, you know, all about.
Can you spell that out for them, Joyce, just so they get it exactly right?
Absolutely. J-O-Y as in yellow, C-E, W-E-I, S as in Sam, S as in Sam, .com, joyceweiss.com. And
excellent.
There's also a video series free that they can see that pops up immediately when they go to joyceweiss.com. And there are only 2 to 3 minutes of Joyce speaking to her audience on these very, you know, topics. And people could share them with other people. They love it. It's 20 videos that they get once a week. They're only 2 to 3 minutes, and they're full of tips and strategies that we're talking about, and obviously it goes a little deeper too.
And just for anybody listening, once again, the number is 855-345-3797. That's 855-345-3797. 3797. This has been great, Joyce. Once again, everybody can get a hold of you at their website. And what phone number if they just want to call you directly again?
Sure. It's 800-713-1926.
Very cool. So if you have anything you want to get a hold of Joyce, that is the number to call her at. In addition to her website, make sure that you're checking her out. That's once again Joyce Weiss. Joyce.
Who cares? It is Weiss, but you're fine. Mike.
Okay. Joyce Weiss. All right. And that is joyceweiss.com. Go there, find lots of resources, check out her blog. You'll find lots of information there. Thank you so much for joining us, Joyce. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. Please invite me back anytime. I will be there.
Well, look forward to that. Thank you. And for everybody listening out there, thank you for joining us in the first episode of 2014. Keep in mind, in about 5 to 10 minutes, we'll be starting our show called Impact. And you will find that on YouTube at youtube.com/DateSafeProject2. That's the number 2, DateSafeProject2. And you'll see the show streaming there live within about 10 minutes. We look forward to you joining us there. Once again, that'll be with Joyce, and we'll be talking about how she's gotten to where she has at this point in her career and helping others and making a difference around the world. Until next time, we look forward to seeing you on The Gift of Respect.
Be sure to get the recordings of every episode emailed to you by signing up at giftofrespect.com. Please remember to give the gift of respect to everyone you meet today and every day going forward.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.